As tensions remain high between the U.S. and Iran over Tehran's nuclear program, what hope is there of finding a diplomatic solution to the current standoff? Both sides have used the rhetoric of war in recent weeks, and neither government is speaking directly to the other about peace. The U.S. and leading European countries are trying to draw up a new round of U.N. sanctions against the Tehran government, which they accuse of seeking to build nuclear weapons under the cover of a civilian atomic energy program. Iran denies the charges and says its nuclear program is for generating electricity only. Well, in a bid to help diffuse the rising tensions between Washington and Tehran, a delegation of American religious leaders recently visited Iran, where they met President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Christian and Muslim religious leaders. One of the members of the delegation was Dave Robinson, executive director of Pax Christi USA, the Catholic Peace and Justice Movement. Susie Hodges spoke to Robinson after his return and began by asking him whether he felt their trip did help ease tensions between the two governments.
I believe that our visit really made at least a small contribution in diffusing the tensions between Washington and Tehran at this critical moment. The Iranians experienced interactions with a delegation of American religious leaders who could listen respectfully and honor their commitment and authenticity of their faith in Islam, and out of which we were able to have very productive conversations.
Now, I gather you met President Ahmadinejad during your trip. Could you see any willingness on his part to offer maybe concessions, any signs of goodwill? What kind of feedback did you get from your talks with him?
We were able to meet with President Ahmadinejad, and it was a more than two-hour meeting with our delegation. President Ahmadinejad was very respectful, and we left very encouraged. What we were hearing very specifically was that there is an openness on the Iranians' part, an eagerness, I would say, to enter into discussions to settle the disputes that are separating our nations.
And what was the message you were specifically bringing to your hosts in Iran? Was it that not everybody is right behind President Bush's foreign policy when it comes to Tehran?
Our goal was twofold in our visit to Tehran, and particularly our interactions with government officials, including the president. One, we wanted to give them an experience of Americans that was respectful and productive, in the sense that the Iranians could see the opportunity to have conversations with Americans, which, as you know, have not occurred in the last 27 years. And even more importantly, our message back here in our own country is that the issues that divide our nations right now must be settled through dialogue alone. Military options are simply inappropriate, unproductive, and will only inflame an otherwise serious crisis.
Did you find that there's a lot of anti-U.S. feeling in Iran? Was it at times palpable?
No, quite the contrary. In fact, that's one of the myths that we hope to dispel here in the United States as we speak to our own constituencies in our churches here in America. The Iranian people, among all the nations in the Middle East, are a particularly pro-American people. They genuinely have affection and respect and admiration for Americans, and they to a person, have the ability to separate their absolute distaste for U.S. policy in the region and toward their own nation and their own feelings toward American people. We did not experience any anti-American rhetoric or sentiments. Quite the contrary, we were embraced as American people, with the Iranians constantly reminding us that it is the crisis is between our governments, not between our peoples.
And when it came to your meetings with the, you know, ordinary Iranian people as opposed to the high-level government officials, what feedback did you get from them specifically about this tense standoff with Washington? Are they genuinely frightened that it could lead to a military confrontation?
There was a mixed reaction among the Iranian people that we met between those who were genuinely concerned, bordering on fearful of the possibility of a military action by the United States. But by and large, most of the Iranians that we talked to really felt that this was a political problem between the governments, and it didn't really touch them, and they just thought that it was something that they would work out eventually.
And is that a view that's largely shared, do you think, by the U.S. public at large? Or are a lot of people there in the U.S. worried about the threat of military strikes?
Oh, I think it's completely different here in the United States. I think here in the United States, because of the way that the crisis is being portrayed in the media and the constant attention here, I think the people in the United States are either very fearful of the threats that are portrayed that Iran might pose to the United States, or they're very genuinely concerned, as I am also, that the United States is moving very precipitously toward a military action, which would be catastrophic in my view.
Now, you also met with religious leaders, presumably including members of the very small Catholic community in Iran. What are their feelings? What kind of feedback did you get from them?
Yes, we did have a chance to meet with many different clerics and religious leaders, and it was also a special opportunity for myself. I was able to meet with Archbishop Runzi from the Chaldean Catholic community, and there was another Catholic who was a member of our delegation, and we were able to go to the worship service on Friday that was held at the Catholic church in Tehran, and Archbishop Runzi was the presider, and we had a chance to sit with him afterwards and exchange greetings and pleasantries. There are 20,000 roughly Catholics in Iran, and they enjoy a degree of religious and personal freedom. But they're a religious minority in a nation that is locked in a confrontation with the West. And certainly any kind of action on the part of the United States or anyone else militarily against Iran, it will place these Christians and the other religious minorities in grave jeopardy.
Presumably, many people are drawing strong parallels, perhaps, between the tension rising now between Washington and Tehran and what preceded the U.S. decision to go to war in Iraq.
As we look at the signs leading us further and further toward a confrontation with Iran, they're eerily like the lead-up to Iraq. And like the lead-up to Iraq, much of the rhetoric and much of the hyperbole that's been surrounding this has already been discredited, whether it be the allegations of Iranian infiltration of weapons into Iraq, or the U.S. accusations of that the nuclear power program in Iran is being clandestinely weaponized. The IAEA report that was presented to the Security Council was also followed up with several very clear comments by IAEA officials that the allegations and the evidence, so-called evidence that the U.S. intelligence agencies provided relative to a possible weapons program have been essentially discredited.
Okay, to sum up then, what suggestions will you be giving members of the U.S. Congress in the light of what you saw and heard during your visit?
We have a very simple message, and that is that we need to begin talking with Iran now. We need to begin talking with Iran now, and that each of these different areas, whether it be over their nuclear program, whether it be over their relationship to Iraq and the hostilities there, these are issues that must be worked out over a negotiating table, and you can't get to a negotiating table if you're not willing to talk. So we have one simple message for policymakers and congressional leaders here, and that's the time is now to talk with Iran.
Dave Robinson is executive director of Pax Christi USA, the Catholic Peace and Justice Movement. He was speaking there to my colleague, Susie Hodges.